The following program has been furnished and paid for by Auto Pros Radio Show, and KSCB is not responsible for its content or the products or services offered. Rolling up the doors, the garage is open, and here we go, the Auto Pros Radio Show. And now, here's Robert, Jody, and Lynn, the Auto Pros.
And welcome back to Hour 2 of the Auto Pros Radio Show. I'm Jody Chesser, your diesel dynamo and warranty wizard, along with that car lady, Miss Lynn Beckwith.
Good morning, y'all.
And our special guest from the BG Corporation, Mr. Dan Butler. There you go. We're glad
I guess
to
I'm here.
Now you're here.
So
yay.
is that copyrighted, that thing about you're saying that you're warranty doctor, all those kinds of things?
Yeah, that's Miss Lynn Beckwith's name for me. Yeah, I haven't got the
true copyright. He's been
called
worse, but not on the air.
Yeah, exactly. That's for sure. But we're here to help you out with your car questions, car problems. We're talking about the BG products, so anything you need, give us a call. 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-5738, and we have another special guest hanging on the line. Who do we have, Lynn?
We do. We have Mr. John Kramen, and John is actually the TV commentator for Mecum Auctions on Motor Trend TV. John, welcome to Auto Pros Radio.
Well, hey, thanks for having me, everybody. My pleasure.
Hey, we are excited to hear more about the upcoming Mecum Auction. It's April 4th through 6th. Right here in Houston and NRG. And you know, John, what caught my attention first about this particular Mecum auction, they're always wonderful and I love all the old cars, but you've got a whole lot of memorabilia coming up at this one too.
Yeah, and that has been a bit of a trend. You know, Mecum Auctions now being the world's largest collector car auction company, we really have kind of spread our wings. We do vintage motorcycles in Las Vegas in January. And you mentioned memorabilia. We've actually kind of trademarked memorabilia under our banner as road art. And that has become a huge part of what we do because folks that collect cars and like cars, they also kind of like to collect associated items. It can be everything from, you know, tin signs, neon signs, gas pumps, all the way to, you know, die-cast model cars, brochures. I mean, everything from A to Z. So you don't necessarily have to come to Mecum Auction to buy a car. You might have your choice something a little bit more affordable.
You might have to decorate your man cave or your she shed. And I understand there's 30 gas pumps at this particular one here in Houston.
I would love to have an old gas pump.
Yeah.
I'd be excited to come out to the Mecum Auction. If you've never been to a Mecum Auction live, I suggest you go. I had the opportunity to go several years ago when it was here in town. And it's really neat to see all the cars come across. You see it on TV, but to see it live and really see what's going on behind the scenes, it's a lot of fun. But it's not all about just your real classic cars and resto mods. There's a lot of different cars for everyone, isn't there?
Well, there is, and that's another element to what Mecum Auctions is all about. We're not a boutique auction where we kind of specialize in a specific area. We really open up our consignment lineup to a huge variety. Folks that have $5,000 to spend will probably find something in Mecum Auction, and there'll be cars that'll bring, you know, six figures plus. So part of the strategy that Dana Mecum, our founder, going all the way back to 1988, that he's instilled in all of us even to this day, is we will have a position, a day and a time for anybody that wants to enter any type of a vehicle at a Mecum Auction. And, you know, we begin to think it's vintage vehicles, and that comprises the bulk of what we do and certainly a very exciting part.
Sure.
But we've even included more and more all the time some late model vehicles. Now, not normal kind of run-of-the-mill daily driver types, but some of the more contemporary specialty vehicles, Mustangs, Camaros, Corvettes, the Challenger, Charger, those, a pretty nice variety of those as well. And another trend that has really been exploding our collections. In fact, coming to Houston, we've got seven specific collections from folks literally scattered around the country that, you know, are deciding that this is the place that they want to sell. And that has become more and more a big part of what we do as we continue to grow and grow.
Yeah, I remember when I was when I went down there, I was looking at all the different cars, and then, you know, on one side you had what I call the more affordable, you know, maybe in my budget range. If I was looking to, I always liked the Trans Ams back in the 70s, you know, yeah. 77, 70, Smoking the Bandit type thing, if you will. And, you know, you could find some really, you know, nice Trans Ams that are not mint condition number cars or anything, but something in the 20, 30,000 mile range. You know, if you're looking to buy a car like that, maybe just to drive and keep or maybe fix up, you know, it's a good price point for someone to start with, wouldn't you think?
Well, yes, and that's, you know, as all of us, we're all on a kind of age trajectory, mm-hmm. Different eras of significant cars really come into play, cars being interwoven with us even to the point of pop culture. And it's interesting, in the 70s, you mentioned the Pontiac Trans Am. Probably right now, the it car from that decade, referred to a lot of people as the malaise era. We know there were a lot of changes going on, performance becoming less of a priority, but certainly handling and radial tires and disc brakes and better suspensions and everything, sway bars, they were all starting to come on board. And the manufacturers put flashy packages, and I think the Trans Am did it better than anybody else. The downside of the interest of that specific car is over the past 5 years or so, literally exploded right. in value as the demand just cannot, the demand greatly exceeds the supply. So we always recommend to folks that want a Bandit Edition Trans Am, the classic black and gold, mm-hmm. to maybe consider a car of a regular color, which is going to bring substantially less money if you're on a budget. You know, white car, sure. red car, silver car, whatever.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of those, and I remember the year I went down there. I can't recall exactly which year it was, but they had the family truckster down there from National Lampoon's Vacation.
Did they? How awesome! Yeah. Well, and this year you guys have a 1987 El Camino that has 85 original miles.
Isn't that a time capsule? 85. Yeah, that's part. It's crazy. Part of the Plendel collection, which is really one of the most unique collections that we've had. Primarily Chevrolets and primarily all black. It's funny, Linda, you mentioned that El Camino because that's one that's getting a lot of attention. Problem with the 27-mile vehicle is the likelihood of it ever being driven again, other than maybe on and off of a trailer or into a collection display. Obviously, it's pretty remote. But I think, personally, my opinion is, I think keeping really pristine examples of original vehicles, unmodified vehicles, is really important, especially as we move forward, so we can see kind of how these cars were done in the past, and it gives folks a template should they want to restore something on how they really were.
Oh, that's very true. Very true. And I would think it's well worth the $30 admission fee just to go down and see vehicles like this, even if you're mm-hmm. not in the market. And of course, if you're wanting to bid, do you need to register ahead of time, John, or can they pay their $100 bid fee when they arrive?
You can do both. You can register in advance at Mecum.com, very simple, or you can simply wait until you get to the auction venue on site. And that happens. And you mentioned a $30 admission fee, and of course, kids 12 and under free. There are a lot of folks that will come in, just pay the admission fee, and not think that they may want to purchase, and all of a sudden something pops up. So, yes, we are 100% on board and spring-loaded to accommodate folks that want to sign up at the auction. And and I also really want to stress that we really do welcome spectators. It's not all about the buyers and sellers. Obviously, that's, you know, an important part of our, you know, commerce part of our auction. But we also understand that we want to expose the auction, the excitement, and get the energy up with having spectators there. So,
sure.
You know, just would love to have your folks come on out and check out what a lot of folks have said is the best car show they've ever attended. I like to call it a car show with a pulse because, yes, it is a car show, but everything is moving and the noise and the colors. And about every 90 seconds, there's a brand new car up on that famous Mecum red carpet to take a look at.
It is a very exciting event. Now, is there still time to consign a vehicle? Can they go to your website and sell a vehicle?
There is, and it's kind of funny that you asked that because we will actually have people that on the day of the auction that will wait till the last day, and we will even take consignments literally right up until the actual day of the auction. We may have half a dozen or eight per day of folks that just waited until the last minute. obviously not getting the benefit of advanced promotion on our website at Mecum.com, but, you know, certainly putting it in front of the bidders for a lot of people feel that it's, you know, worth doing. My recommendation when I speak to groups of potential bidders is to enter early to let the Mecum marketing machine go to work and promote the vehicles. And that would be, I recommend usually a minimum of 2 months in advance to get signed up. But if you want to sell and you want to give it a shot, you know, bring it down the day of the auction and we will get it in and entered.
John, how many cars do you think you'll have this year?
You know, 1,000 is always our target. It's a 3-day auction. So, you know, we're going to be very, very close to that number, maybe a little under, maybe a little bit over. So we're going to be running about 350 cars a day. Gates will open at 8, the auction. The cars will start at 10, but we actually warm up the auction a little bit before the 10 a.m. start time with our road art, our memorabilia. We also kind of loosely call them auction starters. And that gets people used to the auctioneer sound and the banter and gets everybody kind of cranked up in anticipation of that first car. Hey, I also want to say we have a new broadcast partner for the very first time. We're debuting it at our Houston auction, and that is the great folks at under the Discovery Warner Brothers banner, and that is on Max. Now, of course, we're on Motor Trend TV, your cable channel, as usual. Nothing is changing there. But in addition, we will also be able to be viewed on Max, the streaming service. So making that announcement here with you folks, the very first time that we're doing that. And we are going to be doing 12 hours of live broadcast coverage, noon to 6, both days, Friday and Saturday, the second 2 days of the auction. And if you can't make it out, check it out or set your DVRs and come on out anyway to the auction and then go home and watch the TV coverage. It's a lot of folks use that strategy.
Well, I've been to several Mecums. They are always very exciting, an absolute fabulous way to entertain your family on a Saturday or Sunday, and it begins April 4th through 6th. So it's actually, is it a Thursday, Friday, Saturday? What
yes,
are the dates, John?
Yeah, no, yeah. I always like to go out there on Thursday. That's one thing I learned. We were out there on a Saturday doing a show. But to go out there on Thursday and just see all the cars and, you know, like I was saying earlier, if you're interested in one, you know, get your eye on one and then kind of make that decision and be ready for the auction when it comes across.
Very well said. And that's, we call it inventory management, where we intentionally will sort of ramp up the price ranges and the quality of the vehicles starting on Thursday, more entry level, Friday, the second day, definitely goes up a notch or two. And then, of course, we typically reserve Saturday for the best entries. And that has over, well, since we've been doing this since 1988, we've kind of learned that that is a really good way to kind of break it down into different segments so that if somebody's got a $25,000 bid limit, more than likely he's going to find what he's going to want on Thursday and isn't going to have to spend multiple days at the auction waiting for that right car to pop up.
Correct, yeah. Well, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, absolutely. John, thank you so much for taking time today to call in and fill in all of our listeners about the Mecum Auction April 4th through 6th, just absolutely exciting automotive event right here in Houston, Texas.
Well, we really appreciate your interest, and we look forward to seeing as many folks out there as possible.
Thank you, John.
Thanks for your call.
You have a great weekend. We'll see you soon.
All right, and give us a call if you have a car question, a car problem, question about the BG products, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-5738. We have to take a short break. You're listening to Auto Pros Radio Show on AM 700 KSCB, the voice of Texas. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Jody. If you missed part of the show, no worries. Go to autoprosradio.com. If you need some repairs or general maintenance performed to keep your vehicle safely on the road, click on the preferred automotive shops and find a repair shop in your area recommended by Robert, Jody, and Lynn, the Auto Pros. Have a car question during the week? Send us an email at info@autoprosradio.com. And remember to tell your friends about the Auto Pros Radio Show every Saturday, 10 to noon, here on AM 700 KSEV.
BG Products, the number one name in preventative maintenance. Carbon buildup in your engine will reduce your fuel economy, cause engine hesitation, rough idle, and excessive oil consumption. BG Products has you covered for all your fluid maintenance services and fuel system cleaning needs. They are so confident in the quality of their product, they back it up with a lifetime protection plan. All of our Auto Pros preferred service centers offer the BG services because they work. Find a list of preferred service centers at autoprosradio.com or go to bgfindashop.com to find a BG service center near you. That's BG Products, the number one name in preventative maintenance.
Auto Tektronics, your one-stop automotive service center. A family-owned and operated repair shop that has been in business for 40 years, serving the Katy, Texas, and surrounding areas, providing all types of mechanical and electrical automotive repair work for both import and domestic models with a 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty. Auto Tektronics also performs all the factory scheduled maintenance for your vehicle. Robert Gruner and his staff of technicians pride themselves on taking care of their customers and doing repairs right the first time. Located at 5330 East 5th Street in Old Katy, give them a call, 281-391-7617, and schedule an appointment today. That's 281-391-7617, Auto Tektronics in Katy.
Is your transmission slipping, jerking, or making funny noises? Well, let me recommend the great folks at Gary's Transmission Service. Whether you have a classic car or a late model vehicle, Gary's will diagnose your problem and let you know if it's a transmission problem or something else that makes it feel like a transmission problem. The experts at Gary's Transmissions are trained in today's most complex transmissions for both foreign and domestic. All transmission rebuilds come with a local 2-year, 24,000-mile parts and labor warranty, including annual preventive maintenance service at no charge during the warranty period. Quality transmission repairs done right. 281-347-8888. Gary's Transmission Service.
Are you needing to have your vehicle's scheduled maintenance performed or mechanical repairs done? Don't wait. Go to autoprosradio.com, see all of our recommended preferred service centers in your area, and give them a call today to schedule an appointment to have your vehicle serviced and have that peace of mind your vehicle will be safe. And remember to tell your friends about the Auto Pros Radio Show every Saturday, 10 to noon, here on AM 700 KSEV.
Welcome back to Auto Pros Radio. Good morning, everybody. I'm Lynn Beckwith with Beckwith's Car Care out in Humble. Across the table from me is Mr. Jody Chesser, our diesel dynamo and warranty wizard.
Yes, ma'am.
We have to add one more name.
What's my nickname?
Oh, boy.
The BG guy?
The BG guru.
BG
the
guru.
BG guru.
That's what
we
like to say, because if you have a question about the BG products, this is the time to get in and get your BG question answered. 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-5738. You've been with BG how long, Dan?
Going on, 21 years.
21 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
Going on 22 here in a couple months.
It's been a lot of changes with BG from way back when, but it's all been a positive, hasn't
it? It's all been positive. The cool thing about, you know, turning wrenches, so I started turning wrenches back in 1978. So, yeah, I went to Votech school for years. Learned about cars, fixed cars, rebuilt alternators, rebuilt starters. Who does that anymore? But that's what they taught us, transmissions, rebuilt trans and all
sure.
that. Mm-hmm. Engines, you name it. And I knew about a lot. I was really very comfortable with the mechanical side of things. And I thought I knew something about oils. I thought I knew something about brake fluid. I thought I knew something about coolants and all these different fluids. And, oh, my God.
You just knew where they went.
Right? I just knew where they went.
Right.
And, you know, being with BG, I've learned the chemistry side of what is really going on inside the engine.
And how innovative BG is.
Yes. And it's so cool to learn, like, you know, we've seen a water pump before that's ate away. The actual impeller is just totally chewed up. Well, why did that happen? Well, it was because the antifreeze became so corrosive, it just chewed up the metals.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't realize it was the chemicals got that corrosive,
right.
You know, and So over time, I've seen these things. I just didn't click that that's what's going on.
And you see the coolant turn brown from not changing it. What's happening?
Dissolved engine.
Yeah, the engine inside is just dissolving itself. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, and then it's suspending the coolant and it turns brown. It's a big mess. So, you know, now that you have all the good cleaning chemicals, flush the cooling systems, the differentials, the transfer case, you name it. You know, BG has the answer. You have battery services. And now going into spring, your climate control services to clean the evaporator, get the musty smells out, get a brand new cabin air filter in, and be fresh for the summertime.
That's right.
You know, we use our AC in Houston almost year round.
Always,
you know, pretty much. But you know, we require it. You know, in the summertime, but you always want to get in that vehicle and have a nice fresh smell, because you get in there and say, kind of musty in here. You know, what is that? Well, it's just just like your house. You got to change your air filters in your home. You know, and you have a cabin air filter in most vehicles now, and you're going to get that musty smell. But those mold spores and everything attach itself or build up on that nasty, wet, cold evap core.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so you have the ability to go in there and clean that out.
Yes.
And it flows better. You get much better airflow.
Yeah, it's more efficient, too. Yeah,
absolutely. It's really good. So give us a call, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-5738. Let's go out to the north side of Houston and say good morning to Arthur. Arthur, you're on the Auto Pros. How can we help?
Yes, sir. I've got a BG question.
Yes, sir.
I've got a 2010 F-150, 4.6 liter, and 10,000 miles ago, I had my transmission serviced. Long story short, it started leaking. So I took it to a couple of shops. They said they're 2 weeks behind. So I tackled the job. I drained about 5 quarts of fluid out of it, and I'm putting it back together. My question is, I bought also the BG additive, the kit for the transmission. Should I put the entire can in the transmission with the 5 quarts of fluid, or should I use just half that can?
Well, okay, so it's a Ford, so it's a so what happened is the transmission is leaking, and you lowered the fluid down to fix the leak, and now you just want to fill it up with the new fluid and then add the conditioner. Is that what I'm understanding you say?
Yes, sir. I made the repairs. Mm-hmm. And
what was leaking on that one, Arthur?
The bulk connector.
Yeah, that was really common. So you had the pan off to do that. So you've got about 6 quarts or so of fluid that you're going to put back in.
I would use half the can if it was me, because too much can, because you already had a can that was mixed in with the 12 quarts that's in that system, because I think it holds around 12.
Yeah, roughly, yes.
So you got about half of it out. So my suggestion would be just half the can put in there.
Of the conditioner only, obviously, not the cleaner.
Conditioner. Right.
You mentioned you bought a kit, so.
Yeah, just the 310 transmission conditioner.
Yes, sir. Okay. Yeah, that was my question. I didn't know whether to put the entire contents of it in or just half of that. And I figured I'd put just half, but I asked the expert. So.
Yes, you did.
You're absolutely correct.
Yeah, so. Since you've used the BG products already, then so all the fluid that's still within the torque converter and in the servos and different passages, you know, it has that conditioner that's in there. So, yeah, I think Dan makes a good recommendation on that.
All right, Arthur, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate your call.
All right, give us a call. We have some open lines, 281-558-5738.
Yeah.
Let me touch on one little thing. So Lynn was talking about a picture she had on the website earlier, I guess on the Facebook page.
Right.
About the corrosion on
that
carburetor.
Right.
So if anybody out there has a lawnmower or a weed eater or something like that that doesn't want to start this year.
Yeah, had one of those.
I had someone gave me a generator. He actually had it on the curb for someone to take. I said, what's wrong with it? He says, it just won't run. I said, well, why don't you just take and get it fixed? And he says, I don't want to mess with it. And he says, if you want to fix it and give it to someone. I said, okay. So I took it, put it in my garage. Okay. And I just took the carburetor apart. Well, what do you think the carburetor looked like on the inside?
Probably a little bit like this one.
Totally corroded
and rusted up.
It's
And so I took it apart. So I took this little tiny carburetor apart. I had to take it all apart. And it had a little tiny orifice in it where the fuel would come up. It's the basically, it'll call it the injector. Mm-hmm. Okay. And it was totally restricted.
Yeah.
Okay. So I took a small drill bit, got in there, drilled out the rust, and cleaned it all out, cleaned the whole thing back up, put it all back together. And within about 30 minutes of the man giving me the thing, I fired it up right there.
And it was just fine.
You have a brand new used generator.
I ended up giving it away to someone to help him out. But, you know, that corrosion is that ethanol. It's straight up that ethanol.
And that's really plays havoc on the small engine.
Oh, well, man.
And I didn't really think I had run ethanol fuel in this bike. Obviously, I did.
Sure.
You know, I got lazy
at some
point.
It's hard to get away from.
Needed it. But not only did it gum up the carburetor, but it literally ate through the petcock, the brass on the petcock.
Wow.
Yeah. And I always use the true fuel or non-ethanol fuel whenever in any of my small engines because, you know, we don't use them as much, especially like generators, chainsaws. You run your lawnmower and weed eater more, you know, weekly, especially in the summer. Mm-hmm. But the other things that sit up, like the generators, you know, I always keep that true fuel in there, my pressure washer.
Yeah.
You know, and I tell you what, it runs so much better. But I, you know, I can go out there and first or second pull, it's going to start and run. I have that peace of mind. But you got to get away from the ethanol or protect the ethanol, you know, from that happening because once it sets up, it's going to build that corrosion. It's not going to run.
It is. So you need some kind of protection. And my whole point here was even we have products that you can use in your small engine.
So you like, do, and motorcycles and weed eaters.
So, like, you know, I go get fuel. I've got 5 gallon, two or three 5 gallon containers. So I'll take them and when I take them there, I put a little gloop, you know, glop of a BG in one and put it in the other and I fill them both up, you know. So I'm always putting our fuel stabilizer and ethanol protector in every can that I put through it.
You've got a 2-stroke oil, don't you?
We do. We don't sell a lot of it, but we do have 2-stroke for air type engines, air cool engines, stuff like that. But we have a little bit of everything. Everybody probably doesn't even know we have engine oils.
Oh, yeah, so much stuff.
Transmission fluids and CVT
windshield washer fluid.
And
I like when you go to the BG training facility, they have BG water.
We have BG
water. It's really slick. Bottled water. We like that. But, I mean, that's a great question, too. If you have a 5-gallon can of gasoline that you're putting in there, how much 44K or CF5 would you put in?
Well, it's important to know. But like, so if you had a 5-gallon can, 10 gallons, if you had two, mm-hmm. you could put half and half
half
in
and
there
half,
and you'd
okay.
be good. You know, some people have 10-gallon tanks, but they're just so heavy to carry. So,
and then do not sit those tanks on your concrete floor in your garage.
Why not, Lynn?
Take a couple 2x4s, put something under them, because you're just going to promote accumulation of water in those tanks if they're sitting on that concrete floor getting cold and hot.
Extremely good point, because, see, here we have Houston, and the slab's mm-hmm. going to be cooler, right?
Yep.
And then
the air's going to be
hot and humid. And just think about your windshield. Have you ever had that moist side on the inside of the windshield?
Right.
How did that happen? Well, the temperature on the inside is different than the temperature on the outside.
Or that, you know, that beer stein you pull out of your freezer, you know, which is just, it doesn't take
up,
long
doesn't
for humidity and condensation to happen in Houston, Texas.
You have pictures of that too, Lynn, on Facebook.
She'll post some tonight.
That's this afternoon. I'll sit on the back porch and...
All right, give us a call, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-5738. Let's run out to Spring and talk to Bobby. He's got a question about the BGMOA. Good morning, Bobby. Welcome to the show.
Thanks. My question is, I bought the cleaner kit before I put in the MOA, but I put it in and let it rest for warm up for 10, 15 minutes. But I had to move the car just a few feet over and then drain it. Was that okay? I didn't ruin the engine or anything, did I?
No, you shouldn't have ruined the engine. We typically don't recommend putting the EPR in and driving it because over time it's going to thin that oil out and, you know, that's not going to give you the protection you need. Okay, so if you just ran it for 15 minutes and then moved it, you know, 10 feet, you're not nothing to worry about it. Now, if you're smoking the tires, different story. But no, it's a very simple little move from one place to the other. You're okay.
All right. Well, you tell Conrad to give you a raise, okay?
We'll do that.
We'll find Conrad. We'll let him know. Thank you.
We'll do that. Thanks for your call, Bobby.
Thanks, Bobby.
All right, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-5738. You know, there are products out there that BT has, like the EPR, the MOA, you know, things that the do-it-yourselfer can do, but you need to know how to use the product.
You need to know, yeah.
Yeah. So,
and it's good that he asked the question,
absolutely.
You know, because, you know, you're not supposed to drive it, you know.
No, don't put the cleaner in there and go drive it for a day.
All right. Don't do it.
It doesn't change the oil, but, yeah, you have to do it, and it's a great service. It's a pretty simple service, but explain the process. When you put the EPR in, you should let it run to what, operating temperature?
Well, yeah. First of all, it's best that it's at operating temperature when we start.
Okay.
And then put it in there and let it run for about 15 minutes. If it's a gasoline direct fuel injected engine, it may take a little bit more time of runtime. So if you have the ability to let it sit there and idle for 30 minutes, you're totally fine.
Okay.
And then drop that old oil out with that cleaner in it. Drop that all out. Take the old filter off. Put the new oil filter on. Put your drain plug back in there and fill it up with your regular oil and the MOA, and that would complete that service.
And tighten the drain plug.
Yeah,
and
sure.
And a can of 44K in the fuel tank.
And 44K in the tank is also a good thing, because that way we have three of our biggest, best products that we offer. MOA is one of our mainstays. It's a strong product. 44K, great product. EPR, in my opinion, has probably been one of the best products we've come out in the past 10 years that I've ever seen come out of our lab. It's just incredible.
It's really good. So for
it's safe.
Yeah, for the folks listening, explain. We always talk about the lifetime protection, but actually explain what qualifies for lifetime protection on the vehicles.
So we have a lot of different products. You mean you know, our engine oil, we've been talking about MOA. MOA by itself, as long as you're using that, every oil change, whatever you change it, whatever the manufacturer tells you to change it, you have a lifetime protection plan. But it has to be done at a shop. So any of these shops that we've been talking about, participating shops here for this show, you can go there, and as long as they put the MOA in when they're doing the oil change, you have what we call a lifetime protection plan. So let's just play that out, okay? So let's say you started bringing your car in, and you've got 30,000 miles on it, and you're taking it to the lens shop there in Humble. And every time they do an oil change, they're putting MOA, motor oil additive, into that engine.
At what interval?
Whatever your interval is. Let's say it's 5,000 miles.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And so at 30,000 miles, they come in and do that service. They come back in and do the same thing at 35, 40, 45, 50, and on down the road. And let's say you've got 192,000 miles on your vehicle, and you throw a rod through the side of the block, and it's going to cost $5,000. I'm making up numbers here. $5,000 to replace that engine. We're going to pay $4,000 to replace that engine. It's going to cost you $1,000.
Right.
So here they've been using it for years, and at this point they replace that engine. Now the cool thing is when they replace that engine and we're paying $4,000 and they continue to use MOA, that new engine they just put in there
is also covered.
Covered with
even
this.
Though the vehicle has 190,000 miles.
Correct.
On it. Yeah.
It just continues on.
Yeah, the important thing is to have the repair shop do the oil change, because then all your vehicle information, your VIN number, your mileage, your name, everything is documented on the invoice, and the parts are billed out. Engine oil, oil filter, BGMOA.
Right.
And that's all you need is your invoices to keep
now,
up with.
Correct.
What if one of your manufacturers sadly has this change your oil when the light comes on or change your oil at 10,000 miles? We need to keep it under 7,500 miles?
Well, here's what we've done. In our lifetime protection plan, is if it's a 10,000-mile oil change, we'll just use Toyota as an example. If you change the oil at 10,000-mile intervals and you use MOA, we're still going to protect that engine.
Ah.
Okay.
Now, I would still, all you Toyota drivers out there, I would still recommend every 5,000 miles, because personally, I don't want another car payment. I want to keep driving that car virtually forever.
But basically, you just have to follow the manufacturer's recommendation.
That's correct.
Well, that's
on the oil change
generous.
Interval, which is good. So you have the first tier, which is good up till, 50,000
miles? 50,000 miles.
And then if
start
I have,
before that, yeah.
I buy a vehicle and I have 60,000 miles, then what can I do with the lifetime protection?
It's the same thing, using the same example. If you had a vehicle that had 60,000 miles on it when you started doing the oil change, and you started doing them every 5,000 miles with the MOA, and that same scenario happened, you threw a rod through the side of the block and it's going to cost $5,000 to replace the engine, we'll pay up to $2,000 under that situation, because you started the program beyond the 50,000 mile start point.
And then what?
And it's
what?
Not always a new engine. There right. are
it
countless
could be
times
like our yeah. our first caller with a lifter failure.
Yeah, it could yeah. be a camshaft where it's $3,500.
Even
yeah.
though that is a fairly common failure for General Motors, BG still stands behind it.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. You know, you're not going to say, well, sorry, that's a problem with their engines. You know, no, you're going to take care of it.
Yeah.
But then what is the cap as far as the lifetime protection on the second tier? How many miles can I get started on lifetime protection?
You have to start before you reach 75,000 miles. So you could actually be exactly 75,000 miles and you're in. But after that, and you start the BG program, all you're getting is some really good products. Sure. You just don't have the lifetime
backing.
That's all.
Just really amazing products, right?
Yes.
And there's no year yeah. model.
There is. It's a 20-year model.
It's 20-year model.
20 years.
Yeah.
So it's 20 years, and it can't be over 14,000 GVW.
Okay.
So other than that, if you've got a, I think we had a guy on with a 2002 vehicle.
Yeah.
That's out, unfortunately,
that's out,
if he
right.
started right now. If he had.
But a 2004 is in.
He's in.
Yeah.
But if it started in 2002.
He's still
that's
in.
Correct.
Under if the he, lifetime protection.
Yeah, if he started in way before, he's
now,
still in.
How that's do right. you add the fuel coverage to that?
Well, the fuel coverage is basically, so if you add the 44K.
Every oil change.
When you're doing the oil change. So if you're doing the MOA and what we call, we keep saying, we're using my terms, MOA, motor oil additive. Mm-hmm. If you're using that every oil change and you use our 44K, which are our fuel system cleaner, every time, it will also give you fuel coverage. And it's up to $4,000. So if you were to have a problem with an oxygen sensor, which that happens.
Mm-hmm. Injectors.
Fuel injectors. We cover that.
And what about adding a fuel system service to that periodically?
We recommend 15,000-mile intervals. So, you know, that goes back to we were talking to one gentleman about CF5 or 44K. Our recommendation is, you know, if you could use all of our products all the time, every day, we'd love it. But if you did an oil change at 7,500 miles, which is a long time, and you use the 44K, that would be great. Then you need to do a fuel service at 15, mm-hmm. which includes the 44K. Then the next one, you'd be using 44K, and then you'd be doing a fuel service the next one.
That's a great way to alternate
and keep
it.
Everything nice and clean.
And if you're out there shopping for a used car this weekend, it is the perfect time to baseline whatever you buy. Buy something with less than 75,000 miles.
Well, there you go.
Baseline it. With all the BG products, and then you automatically get the lifetime protection plan on yep. that vehicle, too.
And give us a call, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-5738. That's the last segment of the show. Time to get in. You're listening to Auto Pros Radio Show on AM 700 KCV. We'll be right back.
You don't have to look too far to find an honest, skilled, and friendly auto service center in your area. It's really simple. Just visit autoprosradio.com. All of the Auto Pros Radio's preferred service centers boast decades of experience and are dedicated to hiring, training, and keeping the most skilled automotive professionals in the industry and have a reputation for outstanding customer service. No matter where you are, go to autoprosradio.com to find a great automotive shop near you. Or check us out on Facebook at Auto Pros Radio.
Beckwith Car Care has been servicing the Humboldt, Atascocita, and surrounding areas for more than 35 years. You don't stay in business that long without providing great customer service and repairs done right the first time. Beckwith has factory-trained technicians that know how to diagnose and repair your vehicle. They provide a nationwide 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty, free shuttle service to work, home, or play. They also can arrange to pick up your vehicle if needed. Visit Beckwith.com and schedule an online appointment today to have your vehicle repaired or maintenance services performed. Give them a call, 281-540-2000. That's 281-540-2000. Beckwith Car Care.
Green and White Automotive has been servicing Spring and surrounding areas since 1977. Their ASE certified technicians will diagnose and repair both import and domestic vehicles and back those repairs with a 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty. Now that is peace of mind. Do you have a diesel truck? No problem. Green and White Automotive is your local diesel expert. They understand your time is valuable and will get you back on the road in a timely manner. And they also have a free shuttle service to work or home. Automotive repair and maintenance service, all at a fair price. Give them a call today, 281-353-7682. That's Green and White Automotive, 281-353-7682.
David's Auto Central in Stafford has been performing quality automotive service and preventive maintenance for over 35 years. Their technicians are ASC certified and trained to handle all your automotive needs, from air conditioning, brakes, electrical repairs, diagnostic service, engine repairs, and much more. Let the fine folks at David's Auto Central take care of your automotive needs. Located at 2526 Fifth Street in Stafford, that's 281-499-9684. That's 281-499-9684. David's Auto Central.
Thank you for joining us this weekend on the Auto Pros Radio Show. Online, you can find us everywhere on Facebook at Auto Pros Radio. All of our shows, in case you missed one, and links to Auto Pros approved repair shops all over town, you can find it at autoprosradio.com. Shops you can trust are just a click away. You can always email us, info@autoprosradio.com, and be sure to tell your friends to tune in Saturday mornings, 10 to noon.
Welcome back to the Auto Pros Radio Show. I'm Jody Chesser, your diesel dynamo and warranty wizard, along with that car lady, Miss Lynn Beckwith.
Howdy, y'all.
And Dan Butler with the BG Corporation.
The BG guy.
And we are running on empty. It's the last segment of the show. Time to get in. 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-5738. We'll help you out with your car questions, BG questions. And we talk a lot about the BG products and the fuel system services, but it's something that needs to be done.
It does.
You know, because we lose performance over time, but we don't really realize it.
Yeah, and, you know, we've been talking a lot about maintenance in general. And, you know, we do maintenance on our home to help protect it, to help it last a lot longer and do these different things. We do the same thing on our second most expensive investment we have, and that's usually our vehicles. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, the fuel system, I wish, you know, we had really good fuel that our customers buy, you know, at the pumps, but
me too.
We just don't. And so the fuel quality leads to part of the problem we deal with. The second part is when you have something that's a hydrocarbon, when it heats up and it burns, it turns to a ugly mess. Okay, mm-hmm. That's where we get the varnish from. And so
resin,
right? And so what we have to do is we have to do a good job of keeping it cleaner, because you talked about earlier, our tolerances are next to nothing now on engines, fuel systems, you name it.
They're tight. Oh, they're very tight.
And so if you have varnish, you've taken away what little bit of space you have. Mm-hmm. And so that's why it's critically important to make sure you clean your fuel system regularly to keep it from having problems.
And we talk a lot about the gasoline engine, but let's not forget the diesel engine.
Diesel engine,
because
too.
BG has a lot of great products for diesel that add lubricity, they add cetane. And, you know, we see some of the newer high-pressure diesel fuel systems that have a high-pressure fuel pump failure, and it just throws metal throughout the system.
Right.
So anything that you can do to protect that diesel fuel system, you know, we've lost a lot of lubricity when we took sulfur out of diesel way back when.
Right.
And, you know, when your products add lubricity, add a little hint of cetane, mm-hmm. just to boost, you know, and keep it performing well, keep it nice and clean, because, you know, the fuel is the heartbeat of that, but then, you know, you also have your after-treatment systems, your DEF systems and everything. So, you know, there's a lot involved with the diesel engine nowadays compared to back when. You know, you could put gas in there and drain it out and put a fuel filter in and keep on going.
Right.
If you do that on today's diesel, you're going to basically buy a $10,000 fuel system.
Yeah, and there's just so much that is changing the diesel fuel side of things. And people, once upon a time, you could buy diesel cheaper than
for
you could
less.
Buy gasoline.
I know. Mm-hmm.
And then they went from, you know, low sulfur diesel to ultra low sulfur diesel. I mean, we've gone from 5,000 parts per million to 500 parts per million to 15. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden these injection pumps are having a lot of problems. So it's basically like running your oil for a long, long period of time in your car, what are you going to have? A problem with your engine. The same thing happens with your mm-hmm. on diesel. You're pumping fuel through it that doesn't have any, basically, lubricity, mm-hmm. and it pumps through, and it's more metal to metal versus something protecting the metals.
Absolutely.
And so it's a bad thing. So you need something for your fuel. So if you drive a diesel, you need something. We sell a lot of our product and love for you to use our product, but it's you need something to add some lubricity. You talked about cetane. The further north you get, cetane is even more important because it's more of a cold start type right. additive package. Mm-hmm. But here, definitely, the cetane improver and the cleaner is something in the lubricity is a big thing.
Yeah.
Well, and our preferred service centers will sell this to you over the counter.
Yeah, because you
can
you
take
have,
it with you. Keep you, it in your tank.
Yeah, because you have fuel system, but you don't really run the 44K. You have different additives for your fuel systems for the diesel. And same with the engine oil. You have the DOC, diesel oil conditioner, because you didn't want to call it DOA, right?
Right. That didn't go over very
but
well.
But it's a quart bottle, you know, for the engine oil additive, because your crankcase capacities are, you know, roughly 13 quarts now, where we did have 15, 16 on the power strokes. Mm-hmm. They've trimmed down just a hair. But you have to be able to treat that capacity of oil, you know, with a good oil additive. And then running the diesel fuel conditioner in there and getting that lubricity. And how much does it take with a diesel fuel conditioner?
Well, it just depends on which product we talk about. But we've got some that you just put one quart into a 30-gallon tank, and it'll clean that fuel system and protect. We also have some products that you can buy in 6-ounce bottles that are it's called 225, and it's basically just adding the lubricity to the system, and you can use that every tank full if you wanted to on those.
Yeah, and you can always go to bgprod.com. That's bgprod.com, and look at all of the additives and cleaners and services that they have to offer. They have videos on there.
Yeah.
You have your...
You have really good, informative videos.
Yeah, and, you know, that's part of the game is how do you educate people about what they need to do to their car? Because most people don't know. And this is a way to kind of break it down and
show and tell is everything.
It is.
That's right. Well, give us a call, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-5738. Yeah, I was looking at the website with the dynamic engine cleaning service that you have for engines that really get sludged up. And the before and after photos are just amazing.
It is.
You know, what the cleaner will do to an engine that maybe has been neglected, or perhaps you bought a pre-owned car and found, engine's full of sludge.
What did I just buy? Right.
And now what do I do? Well, BG has the answer.
Well, and it's not always high-mileage vehicles that are full of sludge. I see some incredibly low-mileage vehicles that haven't been maintained properly. You know, they didn't do those first couple of oil changes on time, and they sludge up fast.
Just had one just the other day that we were doing was 47,000 miles on it.
And, that's not very many miles.
Someone didn't change their oil like they should. And again, I think I don't want to slam the manufacturers, but I think they're slightly lulling the customer into I don't really need to change the oil. You know, so what? I'm 5,000 miles over since my last oil change. You know, and we cringe when we hear that kind
of
stuff.
Absolutely.
And when I was at this Mercedes store, and they were telling me that their average oil change is right around 20,000 miles.
Wow.
It just blows my mind. Yeah, they're using 9, 10 quarts of oil, so they got a bigger sump, but still.
They're not going to have all 9 or 10 quarts at the time at 20,000 miles. There's no way.
No, and it's just you know, if I'm going to buy a Mercedes-Benz and I'm going to spend $100K or more, I'm going to change that thing a lot. You know?
Absolutely. Protect the investment.
I do not want to lose my money on it. So.
Well, the average person has not seen inside a valve cover on a vehicle that hasn't been changed right, where sometimes you can pick the oil up with your fingers. It is so sludged.
Yeah.
Right. It's literally charcoal.
Yeah, and it's always good to be able to see that. Let's run out to Houston and talk to Bob. Bob, good morning. Welcome to the Auto Pros Radio Show.
Yes, good morning, guys. This is the offset fuel topic. I just got in my truck, but I have a GMC one-ton extended van that I use for my work, and trying to find this particular van with a sliding door is hard, but I can find it in a three-quarter ton. And if I want to turn that three-quarter ton into a one-ton, what's the downside of it?
Are you carrying that much cargo, Bob?
Yes, about 1,500 pounds, I guess.
The springs and the rear axle are the biggest things that they change on that.
Yeah. You said 1,600?
somewhere around there. Yeah, 800 pounds of water and then equipment. So it'd be, yeah, I guess about 1,600. But I've had the 3/4 ton before over the last bunch of years, and it just didn't hold up. It just bounces, and, you know, it's not sturdy enough.
Yeah, the difference, like Dan was saying, is the difference in the springs, you know, and your rear axles are a little heavier, you know, design like that. Now, sometimes you can, you know, you can put the airbags, you know, on the suspension to help, you know,
boost
that up. Many RVers and people that carry heavy loads, you know, add that type system to it. That might be an option for you. You know,
go ahead.
I would just say it'd be pretty cost effective if you did that.
Yeah, I mean, just finding the van is hard. So what about the front control arms and all that? Is that heavier on a 1 ton than a 3/4 ton? Is it all the same up front?
No. Normally, they're going to have a little bit heavier suspension or control arm design. Now you could check with General Motors, you know, with your VIN number, you know, and have them take a look at it. And because some of the vehicles, you know, they still have what's considered a heavy duty suspension package. You know, it could be a 2500, but then you still can add a heavy duty suspension package.
Okay.
Yeah. So there may be that package on there, and they could go back and look at the build sheet, you know, and see what kind of options were on there and give you a good answer on that.
Oh, that's exactly what I'll do. Okay. Thank you, because those 2500s are all over the place.
Oh, yeah. That's really common to see. You don't find the 1 ton as much, but, you know, if you're going to haul water, you want to be able to hold that weight, you know,
yeah.
And be safe while you're driving, for sure.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Well, thank you. That's perfect. I'm going to start with GM.
All right. Yeah, give the folks at Mack Hike Chevrolet a call in the parts department. If you can talk to Scott over there at Mack Hike Chevrolet. He's really knowledgeable. He's been over there a long time, and he'll be glad to help you out.
Yeah, sometimes just comparing part numbers between two different models will tell you, you know, if they have the same control arms, you know.
Yeah, because a lot of cases, you know, you can look at, you know, half tons, and they're going to have light duty and heavy duty suspension.
I would think that 3/4 ton is certainly capable of carrying that weight load. I'd have to look it up to be sure. But I noticed that my Ford Transit, the back end bounces a lot on me, and that's because I don't have it loaded.
Mm-hmm. Are you still there, Bob?
Yes, yeah. And I didn't. My 3/4 tons have bounced like
too
that.
Much.
And then all of a sudden, the leaf spring looks like a upside down. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it wears out.
Yeah.
It wears out.
And it doesn't bounce anymore.
No more bouncing.
Got a lot of flex. Sometimes you can add a helper spring, you know, in the back to the leaf spring for like an overload, if you will.
And do
it that way, too.
There's also suspension shops that you can, they'll build springs for you for what you're doing. So you could definitely look into that as well.
Oh, you know, now that you mentioned, there was a place downtown that I had some leaf springs put on. I can't remember the name of it, downtown Houston. Yeah, they put it on a computer thing, and one side, because the water was more on one side, and they made the van nice and level.
There you go.
Oh, so they can modify a brand new one just as easy, right?
Sure.
Absolutely.
Okay, I'm going to figure out that name too. Well, thank you. It's very helpful.
All right. Thanks for your call, Bob.
Yes, sir. Have a good day.
Yeah, we appreciate that. Dan Butler, thanks for carving out time to come out
and be
on the show. It's always a wealth of knowledge when you're in here and sharing all the BG information with us.
It's really fun, and we were talking about age when we first started, you know.
Yeah, well, with age is knowledge.
We've been around a little while, haven't we? So.
That's right. Lynn Beckwith, thanks for being here.
Happy to be here.
And thanks for listening to Auto Pros Radio Show. We will see you folks next week.
Hey, if you need help during the week, go to our website, autoprosradio.com. Or if you need your car serviced, see all of our recommended preferred service centers in your area. Check out our Facebook page at autoprosradio.com for the latest posts on what's going on in the automotive industry. Share a comment with us and tell your friends about the Auto Pros Radio Show every Saturday, 10 to noon, here on AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas.